Ready for service. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
It's been a whirlwind. It's like drinking out of a fire hose. you get a lot of information and have to make a lot of decisions very quickly.
Tennessee's Lieutenant Governor and Speaker of the Senate, Randy McNally, now presiding over the 110th General Assembly. Speaker McNally says he's excited to take on the new role as Speaker after his colleagues overwhelmingly voted for him at the start of this session.
But it's been fun. I've really enjoyed working with the people, and that's the important thing. A little challenging, but I like challenges.
Speaker McNally, a Republican from Oak Ridge, is a pharmacist, and he was first elected to the House of Representatives in 1977, and he's been a member of the state Senate since 1983. And for the past several years, he served as chairman of the Finance, Ways, and Means Committee, helping to get Tennessee recognized as one of the top financially governed states in the nation. And that's something he believes his constituents want.
The people that I've worked with in Anderson, well, actually, over the years, I've had parts of Roan, Campbell, all of Union, all of Claiborne, all of Monroe. Currently, I have Anderson and Knox and Loudoun counties.
Speaker McNally serves both urban and rural areas in his Senate District 5 and credits his County Farm Bureau leaders for keeping him informed on those issues that affect all Tennesseans.
And I found that the things that the Farm Bureau was for, I had always been for. And I told Mr. Dodson about that, and we were friends ever since. And I've really appreciated their support and what they do, you know, not only for farmers, but for the state of Tennessee and for our country.
For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.